And hello, boys and girls. It is your favorite host with the most, Brian Kluger. I don't know why I'm talking in an accent right now, but I'm with Boomstick Comics and High Def Digest, and this is the 4K Blu-ray review on the Multimedia Men Podcast Network, on iTunes, in Stitcher Radio, Google Play, everything else. And it's a podcast network where there's a variety of shows, really good shows, such as a wrestling show, a horror movie show, a music show, a nerdy show, and this 4K Blu-ray show, where we talk about 4K and Blu-ray releases to hopefully suggest movies you spend your hard-earned money on here and there. And it's the month of October, so it's Halloween time. And there's a lot of horror to be had here with Scream Factory releases that we're going to talk about. We've been talking about that for a while now, and this episode is no different, which is a fantastic and very fun episode. Yes, of course, even Cole and Preston of My Bloody Podcast would say, "Oh my gore, that's so scary." I think they say that. But anyway, let's go in right to the film. It looks so much fun. Actually, it is so much fun. It's a crazy movie. It's actually one of those so bad it's good movies. All right, what movie am I talking about? Can I say? It's from 1972, and it is a movie called Night of the Lepus. The Lepus. I don't know. But the movie was directed by William Claxton, who really was a TV director. Actually, Night of the Lepus in 1972 was his last feature film he ever directed. Mostly, he directed TV stuff. He was a very good friend, close friend to Michael Landon. So this director, William Claxton, and Michael Landon produced a lot of episodes of Little House on the Prairie. Unfortunately, the Night of the Lepus never made it into a storyline in Little House on the Prairie. Trust me, I know, I've seen every episode. So, what is Night of the Lepus anyway? Actually, this little science fiction horror thriller film is based on a novel called The Year of the Angry Rabbit by Russell Braddon from 1964. And yeah, The Year of the Angry Rabbit. It's not a Chinese reference, really. It is it's exactly what the title suggests. This movie is about killer rabbits. And if you try to process that, I mean, we all have like one killer rabbit in mind, and that's from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, where a rabbit kind of kills you. And basically, that's this movie, but instead of one rabbit, it's a ton of fucking rabbits. So, this movie was released theatrically during the summer of 1972, but nobody liked it. It's bad, filmmaking-wise, acting-wise, all of it-wise. It's not that good, even though Janet Leigh is in the film. She's the star from Psycho, Janet Leigh, and DeForest Kelly stars in the film, too. Yes, Leonard McCoy Bones from the original Star Trek show. He is in this movie, along with Rory Calhoun and Stuart Whitman. Not a lot of lightweights here. Actually, pretty big names. But, oh, my God, this movie. Okay, so what is this movie, Night of the Lepus, about? So, in my summation, in my opinion, this movie is a lot like the movie Tremors with Kevin Bacon and Fred Ward. Absolutely, yes, it is. Instead of the giant earthworm killer machines and Tremors, it's large, gigantic rabbits attacking people in this small town. And even, like, they're killed, and some of them hide in convenience stores, like in Tremors. Oh my God. It's very funny. But what is this movie about? So, like, this rancher and this college guy help try to like hoard these rabbits because a lot of their predators have been killed off, like the coyotes and stuff like that. So there's just like thousands and thousands of rabbits. And rabbits can be an invasive species here and there because they'll eat shit. And they like reproduce like no other's business. So these guys, they one of the guys does not want to give them poison tablets because he thinks it's inhumane. Instead, they want to inject the rabbits with this hormone that kind of disrupts the rabbits' breeding cycles. But one of the daughters loves this rabbit and like switches the serum so it's like normal, and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden there's like this rabbit that like, is injected and it is like becomes a mutant rabbit and that controls all other rabbits and makes them killing machines. Can you imagine a little rabbit and then one big rabbit going around killing people? Kind of like Critters or like Tremors, really. So, as like they discover this, there is a giant rabbit that's killing people, and then these rabbits go from like place to place and kill a lot of people and like mutilate their bodies. It's really funny. And then they try to all the townspeople who are left alive try to figure out a way to trap them and kill them and all that stuff. So that's the movie we're dealing with here. It's super funny and super ridiculous. So, why is it so ridiculous and bad, this movie? Well, first off, the dialogue is just plain downright terrible. It just, oh God, there's dialogue in this movie that makes you cringe, but it makes you laugh. There's none of it's really scary. And so, like, they used real rabbits in the movie sometimes, but they were real rabbits that had, like, legit ketchup smeared on their faces for blood, and they were put on, like, miniature buildings, like they made like a miniature set and had the rabbits run over it. And then in addition to that, there are actually humans in rabbit costumes doing some of the big attacks, which if you try, I mean, you've seen like a monkey in a suit, picture a rabbit in a suit. It's that bad, but that funny too. It's got that going for it. So, yeah, that is Night of the Lepus. That is this film. And thank God we have it finally on Scream Factory Blu-ray, because holy God, we wouldn't have otherwise, because this movie's just so bad it's good. Thank you, Scream Factory, for your lovely addition. So what do we get with this? We get an amazing video presentation in 1.851 aspect ratio for widescreen, new 2K scan of the movie from the original camera, negative interpositive. Oh my goodness, it's so much fun. You know what? This movie came out and it never had a VHS release. You can't find it on VHS. It might have had a DVD release, but it was so long ago and so rare that you probably didn't have it. And now Scream Factory releases it to you. Thank you so much. Very happy about it. So, let's talk about this here. The video here, I mean, it looks damn good. The bright colors of all the outfits, reds, blues, greens, oranges, the turtleneck sweaters that Leonard McCoy wears are perfectly hilarious and shows like all the little fuzzies and stuff like that on the sweater. You can see like every individual hair on his glorious mustache, as well as some of the rabbit's fur and everything, and some of like, oh yeah, it's just ridiculous. That detail there is definitely top notch. Even in wider shots, you'll be able to see kind of like the cactus spines and wildlife and stuff like that, vegetation. But colors, man, they really do pop here. And even so, like the blood here is like super, super bright red. It doesn't look like real blood. And it like pops out in like in darker scenes that are really, really, it's really great contrast there. So the video portion, very good black levels, deep, inky skin tones, natural. There's really not a whole lot of issues here. Not a lot of noise, aliasing artifacts, or anything like that. It's actually really in good shape. Film grade is cinematic. It doesn't swarm or cluster here and there. It's very balanced. So, yeah, looks damn good. Thank you, Scream Factory. Almost a near perfect video presentation. Audio-wise, you get a DTS HD Master Audio stereo version, which is very good. Dialogue is good. It's clear. However, there's some ADR and some sound effects that are not that great. They sound silly. They don't sound real. It's like very vague and muted. It's not loud. It's very interesting. Hiss is very prominent in this audio track too, but I think it's all part of it. Like, it's a low budget movie. It's terrible in a good way. In just this all kind of accentuates all of that ridiculousness to it. The score of the film always adds to the silliness and not really suspenseful stuff. And things are well balanced. Like, you're not going to get like total bass here, but low ends and high ends are very good. The dynamic range is somewhat wide. It's good. The rabbit noises are screeching and hilarious. So you'll definitely hear that and it'll just like stay in your mind. So yeah, audio wise, decent, not great, decent. Let's move on to extras. Damn good extras. So let's go down there. So there's not like really a behind the scenes thing. However, there are new audio commentaries. Two of them, actually. There is an audio commentary by the author Lee Gambin, who talks about the film, the book, the similarities, how it's in popular culture, how it's become a cult film, the filmmakers, the actors' bio, stuff like that. And then there's another fun audio commentary, brand new, by a pop culture expert, Russell Dyball, who talks about all the funness and ridiculousness of this movie. This is the one to listen to for sure. And then there's like a 5-minute image gallery with there's like some publicity material, newspaper ads, lobby cards, poster art, stuff like that. There's a couple TV spots, theatrical trailers, and radio things. So that's what we get here. There's not a behind-the-scenes stuff, which would have been awesome, but there are two commentaries that talk about the info making of the movie, so that's definitely worth your time there. But yeah, this movie is insane. Like, this movie was actually made. Killer rabbits in humans in rabbit costumes. It's insane. If you've seen Tremors, you should see this movie because it's very similar and very funny. Night of the Leap is Scream Factory. It's about $20 online. Get it from Scream Factory. This is one of those movies you kind of want to show your friends because they'll definitely haven't seen this. You're like, you gotta see this crazy shit. You like Star Trek Bones? Fucking see this. He's in it. And Janet Leigh from Psycho. Night of the Leap is. Go see this. It's a lot of fun.